Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond podcasting for dummies. And now your host, Chuck Tomasi.
Hello, podcast people. It is I, Chuck Tomasi, without my trusted co-author and co-host, T. Morris. It is good to talk to you again. This time, I'm going to be talking to you about music. Now, music can often enhance your podcast if it's done right. We often refer to this background music as bed music. Now, I use it in a number of places in almost every show that I do. It can set the theme, give your show a brand, make it identifiable. Take this sample from one of the shows I do called The Topic is Trek. Can you hear the similarity to some familiar Star Trek themes? You should. It's pretty cool when you hear someone singing your theme music or humming your background music. It's kind of cool when that happens. Now, music can also be used for quick changes between segments to your show to let the listener or viewer know that you're changing from, say, the news to your listener feedback segment, for example, if you do that. Like this music on Technorama for a segment we call On This Day in History. When listeners hear that, they know immediately what comes next, every time. This episode is going to give you a peek behind the curtain to some of the methods that T and I use to put this show together quickly. If your podcast becomes laborious, you'll soon tire and stop producing, so efficiency and effectiveness are important. Before I go any further, be sure to use only legal music. Let me repeat that. Use legal music only. If you're not sure, stay away from it if you're not sure. We talk more about this in the book Podcasting for Dummies 3rd Edition. So no Aerosmith, no movie themes. You can find songs, music, on sites like freemusicarchive.org. If you've got a few dollars to spend, you can buy something a la carte at some places like pond5.com and other services that just let you buy the clips you need. If you've got a few more dollars and you want the whole library and maybe you're looking for a catalog of music themes, you're producing multiple podcasts, you've got to drop in segments, you could subscribe to something like digitaljuice.com or other subscription services that let you pick and choose as long as your subscription is paid up. There are plenty more on the internet. Just do a search for royalty-free music and you'll get a plethora of answers. Okay, so once you've got your legally gotten awesome theme music, what can you do with it? Some choose to mix live. That's okay, but if it's wrong, you're pretty much done and you have to re-record. On the mixer, you'd have one channel for your voice and one for the music. Each fader controls the volumes separately. So once you've mixed those down to your recorder, it's recorded that way. If one was too high, it's too high. If one was too low, it's too low. And it's really tough if you're talking over the music to correct that in post-production. If you're not talking, you might have a chance of saving it. If you do this in post, you have more control, but it takes extra time. All editing software, at least the stuff that I've used, will let you do multi-track recording. So you can lay down your voice and then lay down that music and adjust the audio accordingly. Either way is up to you. There is no right or wrong answer. Pros and cons either way. As an example, I recorded this audio clip about podcasting, of all things, from Wikipedia. From Wikipedia, this is the article on podcast. A podcast, or generically netcast, is an episodic series of digital audio or video files which a user can download and listen to. Now it sounds nice, but I thought I would spruce it up, so I went to the internet and purchased this clip. If I just put the two together, I get this. From Wikipedia, this is the article on podcast. A podcast, or generically netcast, is an episodic series of digital audio or video files which a user can download and listen to. And as you can tell, the music is too loud. It overpowers the voice and makes it difficult to understand what I'm saying. So using my audio editing software, in this case Audacity, I brought the volume of the music down. It is often available for subscription so that new episodes are automatically downloaded via web syndication to the user's own local computer, mobile application, or portable media player. Now, of course, it's no longer overpowering, but it sounds too low. Someone listening in a car with road noise might miss it entirely. Some listening with headphones might think there's external music coming from somewhere else, but it's just too faint. It's a balancing act, and you may need to tweak it. Once you've dialed it in, it can be very nice. For this clip, this is where I was happy. It is very similar to, and may overlap with, internet radio, though perhaps distinct in revolving around topics personalized exactly to listener preferences. It's funny because once you've done this a few times, you'll start to notice it in other people's work, whether it's podcasts, TV shows, advertisements, or whatever audio or video you like. Go back and listen to the introduction to Star Trek, the original series, second season. That introduction where James Kirk says, "Space, the final frontier." The music's too loud. Here are a few tricks to make it a bit easier on yourself. First, if you're doing the same clip with music and voice over and over, record your voice, mix in the music in post, then save it. Play that clip as your introduction, outro, segue clips over and over with consistency. Something else T and I do is save a modified version of the audio clip that comes down at a certain point, say 5 seconds after the start, or up 5 seconds before it fades out at the end. Then you just drop that in and you know your fader settings are already set to your voice settings. You just drag it to where it needs to be on the particular track and away you go. Easy peasy. We record the voice audio first, then drop in this modified copy, and then slide it around until it fits the voice audio. Listen for it at the end of this podcast. You might even have a combination of pre-recorded static voice and bed music with parts where the bed music fades down just enough to inject a live voice on top of it. The beginning of this podcast is another example of that. The pre-recorded part goes like this. T Talks, Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios. Okay, you've heard that before, right? A few minutes ago. The music then fades down and he does some more talking. When he's done saying the host, the music stays low and I can just jump in and start talking or move it around to where my pre-recorded talking is already placed. This offers me the freedom of using a clip live, just start talking when he's done, or put it in during post and just find that sweet spot, match up my latest voice work with the intro clip, and I'm done. Very fast post-production work because a lot of the pre-production was already done. If you listen closely, T actually recorded 3 versions of that introduction. One for me, one for him, and one for those episodes where we're both on the show. Again, bed music can give your show some real production quality. It sets a theme that your audience can identify with, and be sure to use the Goldilocks rule. Not too hot, not too cold, but just right. Thank you very much for listening. You can find us on our website at Podcasting for Dummies. Facebook is Podcasting for Dummies. Twitter, PFD Authors. Instagram, PFD Authors. Leave us a voicemail at 703-791-1701. Email us, pfdauthors@gmail.com. And of course, the book Podcasting for Dummies is available at bookstores and online everywhere. Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, share alike, United States 3.0 license. Find out more at creativecommons.org. On behalf of T. Morris, I'm Chuck Tomasi saying, pod on, everyone.